It's been 5 years since Mike Awesome hung himself. A tragedy. 42 years old. A phenomenal talent. A guy that had some fantastic matches in ECW. Kept that company going. And it's been 12 years since he jumped to WCW from ECW for greener pastures. You know, more money in wrestling terms. Joey Styles acts like that's a bad thing. Like it hasn't been happening since the beginning of professional wrestling in some carnival, in some circus in the late 1800s, run by mafia kingpins and thugs. Wrestling is an industry built upon such thugonomics, so you say. Wrestlers are taken advantage of physically, emotionally, intellectually, and it's in their best interest to go where they make the most money, where they're best taken care of. Wrestlers don't get insurance plans after they retire. They don't get retirement packages. They don't get 401k. They don't have a union. They have to make decisions for themselves that best benefit themselves, their families, their children, their loved ones, the people they care about. So for Joey Styles to continually talk trash about Mike Awesome, 5 years after his death, because he left a fledgling independent promotion that he was making peanuts for to go to WCW to make millions of dollars, to have stability, and to be able to support himself and his family without wondering when he was going to get paid next is a joke. Joey Styles, let me ask you a question. Have you ever made $350,000 in a year? As a matter of fact, have you ever been offered $350,000 a year for your work? Is that silence? Is that crickets? Oh my God. Oh my God. Ay Dios mío. How dare you patronize somebody for trying to support their family? Are you that much in love with Paul Heyman? Are you that confused? Have you been hypnotized that well by Paul Heyman that you're to believe that Mike Awesome is a bad guy for taking the money and running in that situation? Are you kidding me? The fact that you stayed with ECW all of those years, you stayed there from start to finish, is admirable. You're a fantastic announcer. Probably, aside from Jim Ross and Gordon Solie, you're probably one of the best announcers in wrestling history. You changed the game. You changed the way matches were called. You had fun. You were kind of like the encyclopedic knowledge of Mike Tenay with the humor of Jerry Lawler and just you. You're fantastic. You're a talent. But you've never been in the situation that one of the boys has been in. You're not one of the boys. You'll never be one of the boys. You're an announcer. So the fact that 5 years after his death, a one that you joked about at ECW One Night Stand during a suicide dive, you remember that? Remember that, Joey? Where you said it was a shame that he didn't take his own life during a suicide dive? The guy hung himself later. I'm sure you know that. I'm sure people have told you that. I'm sure you probably feel bad a little bit. Your foot got caught in your mouth. So the fact that you felt a need during the ECW unreleased DVD to point out how much money Mike Awesome was making and telling everyone that's the real story, blah, 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 blah. Everyone knew the real story. It's been written about. It's been on the dirt sheets. All you're doing is looking like a little child that has to continually preach the message of Paul Heyman. And again, I don't want to say that I have anything against Paul Heyman either, because I feel like he's a one-of-a-kind talent. He took this small little rinky-dink promotion and made some noise. But again, he wasn't able to keep himself where he needed to be or where he wanted to be. He lied to his workers. He didn't take care of them. He took care of himself. Rollerball ring a bell? So how was he any different from Mike Awesome? Mike Awesome left to take care of his entire family. There were other workers in ECW that could take the mantle. He didn't leave ECW high and dry. Paul Heyman made sure of that. Why do you think Paul Heyman was constantly developing other wrestlers? He never wanted to put himself in a situation where he had to depend on any one worker at any one time, because he knew they were leaving. He knew Sabu could leave at any time. He knew that Taz could leave at any time, regardless of, you know, all the emotional distress he put these guys through, where he basically played mind games with them. He thought that the best way to keep his entire roster intact was to preach that WCW and WWE were the devil. But whenever he needed money, he went to Vince, because Vince knew that he was cherry-picking. Bischoff, on the other hand, didn't care. Bischoff did business the way all the old promoters did. And McMahon was actually a nice guy. He actually helped fund ECW for a little while. But that didn't stop Paul Heyman from preaching. So for some reason, you're still a victim of those teachings, of those preachings. Even though you work for WWE now, you still feel deep down in your heart, you know you do, that Paul Heyman was screwed. And if you had your way in your sick little dreams when you go to sleep every night, you would still be the voice of ECW, and you would still be going, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" And all would be well in your little world, and you would be happy. And you wouldn't have to do, you know, pinstripe pre-games in addition to your WWE stuff. Because guess what? You don't make $350,000 a year like Mike Awesome did in WCW 12 years ago. And you never will. So there's still that resentment. And there's still that hatred because for some reason you think he ruined it all. When guess what? That ship was already crashing a long time ago. It'd be wonderful to see the books on Paul Heyman. And to see how far that company was going, and how long it was on its last ride. So don't blame Mike Awesome for the misgivings of ECW. Blame yourself for not leaving sooner. Blame Paul Heyman for not being honest with anybody. But don't keep it on a guy that's dead and can't defend himself. That's just not fair.